On this week's Chapter Spotlight, we hear from Marie Carity, the FFA advisor for the Miami East High School in Castown, Ohio, and one of her students, Katie Bendixson, who is a junior at the school. First, we hear from the FFA advisor, Marie Carity. Marie, tell us, where is your school and FFA chapter located?
Miami East FFA is located in rural Miami County, about 30 miles north of Dayton, Ohio. We are a primarily farming group of students. We have 76 members at the present time.
Now, your chapter is unique as you have a pretty awesome program that you and your students have been working on through some grant funding. Can you tell us about this project?
Absolutely. We secured a grant, the Food for All grant, through the Rural Youth Development through National FFA, and one of our goals was to provide fresh meat to the Family Abuse Shelter in Troy, which is our county seat. They service many families 100% through grants and donations. We fell in love with the group there, and as part of our grant, we said we were going to raise 200 broilers and then have them process and donate the fresh meat to the Family Abuse Shelter, because we don't have a lot of money, but we can raise chickens and we can make sure that other people have food to eat.
Now, through this process, of course, your students and chapter members help out. What part in the project do they partake in?
They absolutely did. We mail ordered them 50 broilers, so I had 4 different batches that were delivered to their house. We ran a tab at the local feed mill where they could go get the feed and the shavings that they needed. Fortunately, our chapter owns a lot of the equipment that it takes. So the students really just did the labor. And if you've ever raised chickens, after a few weeks, it's pretty stinky process. And then I would go to their house, and they would help me crate the chickens. And we were very fortunate to have one of the poultry processors in our neighborhood that butchered them at a reduced cost.
How important is it to get FFA members involved in community service projects like this?
A lot of my students come from very, very good homes where they really don't understand the lack of protein or where a meal's coming from or even where they're going to spend the night. And so when we found the Family Abuse Shelter, my students' eyes were really opened up to how others live. They service many families, women and children and men and children, 2 different homes that truly have no place to go when the times get tough. And so my students, they saw that firsthand, and they said, you know, I'm 15, I can't drive, I can't do anything really to help my community, but I can raise chickens that will feed them for months to come.
That really early on helps instill that sense of community service.
These service learning projects provide more knowledge than I could ever teach my students in the classroom. And we had done feed trials in the classroom, so my students were very familiar with how to care for chickens, and they were able to do that on their own. But it took it a whole lot farther than any classroom education that I could provide them.
Did you get a chance to hear from any of those folks that maybe benefited from the program or the folks out at the shelter?
We have worked closely with the grant coordinator. She is one of my former students' moms, and she has a real investment in the program here and where she works. And so she's been able to provide some statistics to us. And it's amazing, even though it's in Troy, which is the big town of our county, that's a family abuse shelter actually provides services to some of our fellow classmates. We don't know it. We never knew it, but she's been able to open our eyes, of course, following all laws of privacy, but opened our eyes to a much broader world than we're used to.
Well, let's hear from one of those students now, Katie Bendixson, who is a junior there at the Miami East High School. Katie, glad to have you on the phone lines with us. Tell us, what was your involvement in the project?
I got the chickens. I picked them up from the post office after Mrs. Carity ordered them, and I took them back to my house. And me and my little brother actually helped me a lot with this. We made a chicken hut, and we went and we got the feed and the shavings, and we fed the chickens and watered them every day and raised them until Mrs. Carity came back and got them.
Now, was it a lot of fun to help out with this, or was it a lot of work?
It was fun, but it was very time-consuming with feeding them and watering them, and they were also very stinky, so once they got older.
Is there anything that you really learned from that process of raising those chickens?
Yeah, raising an animal teaches you a lot of responsibility with having to take care of them every day, so it definitely taught me more responsibility.
And through the project, was there anything out there that maybe caught your eye specifically or something that stood out that you'd never really thought of before?
Just the fact that, like, it made me realize how fortunate we really are and how some people don't know where their next meal is coming from and all that. So, like, it gives me great joy to be able to help people and raise chickens for them and give them food.
Well, is there anything you could tell all your fellow FFA members out there, maybe some words of encouragement to get involved in projects like this?
I would tell them that just because you are fortunate doesn't mean everyone else is, and to help people is always the right way to go.
Well, Katie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Advisor Marie, thanks for your time today as well.
Thank you for allowing us to share our story today.
That was Katie Bendixson and FFA Advisor Marie Carity with the East Miami Valley Career Technology Center FFA chapter in Cass Town, Ohio. For this week's Chapter Spotlight, I'm Michael Clements on FFA Today.